We'll go to the book of Acts, chapter 2, from verse 1.
Kwathi sekufikile usuku lwePentecoste, bonke babebuthene ndawonye. Ngokungazelelwe kwavela ezulwini inhlokomo kungathi yokuvunguza komoyo namandla. Yona yagcwalisa indlu yonke ababehlezi kuyo.
On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting.
Kwase kubonakala kube izilimi ezahlukeneyo kungathi ezomlilo zahlala phezu kwalowo nalowo kubo.
Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them.
Base begcwala bonke umoya ongcwele. Baqala ukukhuluma ngezinye izilimi njengalokho umoya wabapha ukuphimisela.
And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability.
Kepha kwakukhona abajuda abakhile eJerusalema amadoda akholwayo evele ezizweni zonke eziphansi kwezulu.
At that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers.
Kwathi bekuzwa lo bethuka bamangala bathi bheka bonke laba abakhulumayo abasibe baseGalile na yini pho kuba sonke ngabanye sizwe ngolimi lwakithi esazalwa ngalo na.
They were completely amazed. How can this be? They exclaimed. These people are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native languages. Let's pray again. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And we are happy, Lord, if you could break everything that's happened in heaven to us.
Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the gospel.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu ngemsebenzi kaJesu.
And we thank the Lord for the work of the Lord Jesus.
Akafani nabanye abantu.
He's not like other people.
Akafani nezinye izithixo ezikhonzwayo lapha emhlabeni.
He's not like the other idols that are being worshipped in this world.
Uyindodana kaNkulunkulu ephilayo.
He is the Son of God who is alive.
Indaba lenesifundayo encwadini yezenzo siyeza ukuthi kwabe kuyizincwadi lezi kwabe kuyincwadi lena elotshwa nguLuka elobela uThiyofeni eyixoxela nje xoxela lo muntu owayeseduze sondelene noPaul.
And what we read about here in the book of Acts, we know, was written by Luke, and he wrote it to Theophilus, and he explained to him everything that had been happening. And he wrote down these points, this letter, of what happened around the followers of the Lord Jesus after his death, being unaware of how many times this would be repeated over and over, and unaware that even today we would read it and be blessed by it.
Njengoba sifunda namanje nje, sihlabeka, sithinteka, ngoba lo mbiko obhalwe la akusiwona umbikwana nje, kodwa umbiko ophelezelwa, umbiko lona owembetha amandla kaNkulunkulu.
Because this history which we've read isn't just another history, it is a history that is filled with God's power and is accompanied by God's power.
Uyamlandisa, uyabhala nje, kusukela uJesu ezelwe, umsebenzi wakhe uJesu eseqala ukusebenza, nokufundisa kwakhe ukuthi ufundisa kanjani.
He wrote to us about everything that happened from the birth of the Lord Jesus, and then also what the Lord Jesus taught.
Indaba yokufa kaJesu, ukuvuka kwakhe, kuze kufike lapho ekhushulwa khona, ekhushulele ezulwini. Indaba kaJesu mi isimangaliso, njoba ngisho nje, akekho ofana noJesu.
He wrote everything from the birth of the Lord Jesus up till his crucifixion and his ascension into heaven, and then everything that happened after that. And as I've said, the story of Christ is an amazing story.
Uyamxoxela nje ukuba qonde azi nanokusizakala kwakhe, sizakala kwabo, kwaqala kanjani, kwahamba kanjani, kwenzakalani kubona.
And he wrote to him, explaining to them how they were helped in living this life and living this gospel.
Okumangalisayo futhi ukuqonda ukwazi ukuthi kwayena uLuka lobhala lezi ndaba, ube umuntu wezizwe nje, ube ngesilona iJuda yena, kodwa wayithola lenhlanhla, wezwa ngalaba babe kanye noJesu. Wezwa futhi wamxoxela nalokhu naye ahlangene nakho, azibonela yena ngamehlo akhe.
But the amazing thing is, he wrote this not as a Jew, but as a person of the nations. And he wrote down what they had told him, what happened, and then later what he experienced himself.
Chazela kahle ukuthi uJesu wazivela, waziveza, wazambula kanjani kubona nangesikhathi evuka kwabafileyo. Tshela ngeyimangaliso ezenzeka ebona uJesu ukuthi impela njengoba avuka akaphelelanga ethuneni, ngosuku lwesithathu wavuka kwabafileyo.
And he testified how when the Lord Jesus had risen from the dead, he came, what he said and he did to them, and he testified to the fact that he's still alive forever.
Ekhumluma ngokuyibonakalisa kwakhe uJesu ekuvukeni kwakhe, ebonwa hababili, ebonwa abambalwa, ephinda futhi abonwe yibo bonke ngezindlela ezahlukeneyo, ngekhathi ezahlukeneyo.
And he explained carefully how after the resurrection the Lord Jesus appeared to two, and then to others, and then to many, and what happened consequently to that.
Futhi veza ufakazi obuningi indlela uJesu abonakala ngayo naziveza ngayo, sobala waziveza engophilileyo.
And he explained all the different ways through which he revealed himself after the resurrection and demonstrated himself as the living one.
Kumbola kwenye indawo ezibonakalisa kubafundi akabade beyodobo Petro, ekade ehambile nabanye ngoba uPetro ngelinye ilanga wathi hayi
For instance, one day, how he revealed himself to the disciples when they were out fishing, and Peter had said to them, "I'm going fishing," and they went with him. And as they went out fishing, they fished and fished, and they had a disappointing result. They couldn't catch anything. And then the Lord Jesus said, "Cast your nets on the right-hand side, and you'll catch a lot."
And
then indeed, when they did that, when they obeyed, they caught a lot of big fish, and yet the net didn't tear when they caught this
fish. Breakfast.
And as they dragged this full net to the shore, they found the Lord Jesus there already having prepared their breakfast for them. There was bread. There was a fire that the Lord Jesus had lit. And on the fire there were fish.
And
then he told them to bring some of the fish which they had caught and also put it on the fire here. And they realized how the Lord had prepared and blessed them and prepared everything for them. And then the Lord Jesus instructed them and said, "Just remain in Jerusalem and do not leave until I've met you." And the Lord said to them, "It is good for you that I leave and go to heaven, because without that you would not receive the gift that I'm about to give you."
Siyafunda siyatshelwa ukuthi babebuthene ekameni eliphezulu. Abafundi belindele kuthwa kodwa ekulindeleni kwabo belindele lo myalelo ababeyalwe ngabo babelindele kuthwa babemunye babenhliziyonye.
And we read that they were gathered together in one place waiting for the promise, but while waiting they were one of heart and soul.
Balindele lesi sithembiso. Balindele lokhu abakulindele okukhulu abangazi ukuthi koqhamuka kanjani kuzofika kanjani kodwa balindile ngoba bethenjisiwe lesi sithembiso sokuhlala kwabe ekameni eliphezulu eJerusalem.
They waited for this promise, which they didn't know exactly what it was, but they were in anticipation for something big which the Lord had promised and which he would send to them.
Pentecost. yokuvunguza komoya onamandla yona yagcwalisa indlu yonke babehlezi kuyo.
And this is how we find them here in chapter 2. On the day of Pentecost, they were all meeting in one place, and suddenly there was the sound from heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm that filled the house they were sitting.
Pentecost. Thululwa kamoya ongcwele. Nkulunkulu ephakathi kwabantu. Nkulunkulu ephakathi kwabantwana bakhe. Kodwa sikutholayo la engakafiki khona izinto okumele ukuba iqonde.
On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out upon them, and they received the Spirit of God. But before they got to that, there was something they had to understand.
Kukhona izinto okumele zilungiseke. Ukufika kaMoya Ongcwele wafika kahle kulabo bantu ababelindile, bemlindele ngenhliziyo eyodwa, bemunye, bemoya munye, benhliziyonye.
But before they could receive that gift, there's something that had to be done. They had to wait for upon him together in unity, one heart.
UJesu usebenza ngento ehlangene. Usebenza ngabantu abamunye. Usebenza ngabantu abanenhliziyo eyodwa efanayo.
God works where people are one, where they are together, one in heart and soul.
UJesu wathi, ongabothi nami uyahlakaza.
And the Lord Jesus said, he who doesn't gather with me is scattering.
Lowo ongabothi kanye nami, buthela ndawonye kanye nami.
He said, those who are not bringing people together to me as one is the scatterer that's busy scattering.
Qonda lento, twana kaNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu uyahlanganisa izinto. Akahlakazi. Akahlukanisi.
Understand this, brethren, that Christ brings unity. He brings people together. And the one who scatters is from the devil.
Ukuhlukana kwabantu zwana kahle akuveli kuNkulunkulu. Kwenziwa abantu futhi uNkulunkulu akasoze ahambisana nokuhlakaza nokuhlukana akuveli uNkulunkulu lokho.
The person who separates people from each other is not with God and realize God is not with him.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu yena uyabuthi uyaqoqa uqoqela ndawonye.
But the Lord Jesus gathers people and he brings a unity.
Ungayibuza na umntwana kaNkuluNkulu ngimunye nabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu na.
You can ask yourself, child of God, am I one? Am I one with the children of God?
Zibuze futhi, uyabutha kanye noJesu noma uyahlakaza na?
And ask yourself, am I gathering together with the Lord Jesus or am I busy scattering?
Nginayo into enhliziyo kaJesu. Lokhu kufisa kaJesu. Akufisela umhlaba, akufisela abantu. Ngiyakuzwa, ngiyakubona na.
And ask yourself, do I have the heart of Christ that wants to reveal himself to this world and bring people together under him?
UJesu wabona ukuthi labantu ahambisana nabo labantu kumele ukuba balihambise ivangeli kodwa abakwazi ukulihambisa benje.
The Lord Jesus knew those who are going with him and are going to spread the gospel cannot do it in that state.
Abakwazi ukulihambisa bengamagwala, abakwazi ukulihambisa begcwele kwesaba, abakwazi ukulihambisa ngamandla kaNkulunkulu beyilokhu abayikhona ngamandla abo, badinga amanye amandla angaphezulu.
They couldn't do it if they were cowards, if they were fearful. They had to be filled with his power and on fire to work with him.
Kwakumele ukuba balinde endaweni eyodwa uJesu wayebatshelile. Ningasuki lapha eJerusalema, hlalelani, hlalani la, nihlalele isethembiso, ningasuki. Ngoba nikuthola kwenye indawo, uma nihlezi la ngisho khona, akuthathanga sikhathi singakanani, yenzeke indaba enkulu.
And the Lord said to them, get together and wait for me in a specific place. If you would go to another place, nothing will happen. But if you stay together in that specific place, that's where you'll receive the gift.
Wafika umoya ongcwele, wehla umoya ongcwele, ehlela kulabantwana bakaNkulunkulu belinde kule ndawo abalinde kuyona lapha eJerusalema ekamelweni eliphezulu. Khona abakuzwayo abangakuzwanga abanye.
And as they were together in one, the gift that God had promised came, and they experienced something that none of the other people experienced.
Wayishilo ukuthi mayesefikile umoya ongcwele phakathi kwabo kuzokwenzakalani, iziphi izinto ezibalulekile ezizokwenziwa lo moya ongcwele odingeke kangaka kumntwana kaNkulunkulu.
And he had explained to them, if the Spirit, the Comforter, would come, what will happen if this gift would come, which we needed so much, which they needed so much?
Ngishilo ngathi, umoya kaNkulunkulu uyabahlanganisa abantu. Dingakala abantu abanjalo, bazofikela umoya ongcwele, behlangene, bemunye, benhliziyonye.
I've said the Spirit of God gathers, bring people together, make them one with one goal and one purpose.
Ngikhumbula incwadi kaHezekiah, amathamba ehlukene, elinye lile, eqhelelene, kungaqondakali ukuthi lezi zinto sengaphinda ihlangane phile. Kwenzeka isimanga phezu kwalokho okufileyo. Kodwa ngokulalela kuthwala qhamuka ithambo elinye lahlangana nelinye ithambo, kwasuka elinye ithambo lahlangana nelinye, bavuka la kuthiwa kwavuka impi enkulu evuswa uNkulunkulu emathanjeni omileyo.
And I'm remember of the incident we read about in the book of Ezekiel, where was a valley full of bones, and some bones were there and some bones were there. And as he obeyed God and spoke to these bones, all these bones started coming together and gathering, and they stood up and came alive, a mighty army. We can ask ourselves here in the auditorium, am I one with my brother here? Are we of one heart? Of one soul, spirit? Can this gift come to us? Can that dry bone over there come to this one over here?
Bavuka abantu babe impenkulu kaNkulunkulu Uma lokhu uNkulunkulu akwenza emathanjeni omileyo kubantwana bakwa-Israyeli ubengakwenza nakithi. Uma sina leyo nhliziyo ukuthi angithandi ukuba ngibe yithambe lomileyo elileku teliqhelelene nelinye, ngiyathanda ukusondelana nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
If that could have happened and these bones could have been covered with flesh and skin and rose up as a mighty army, if that could have happened to the Jews, can that happen to us? Where that bone that's there can come to this bone here and become in unity, it could happen to us as well.
Singebone ngendlela eyodwa.
We don't see
one ngendlela eyodwa.
We don't hear in the same way.
Kodwa lokho kukodwa akwazi ukuthi kungenze mina ngibe yithambe le elinye kube yithambe le. Noma singena kubona ngendlela efanayo, kodwa khona obusihlanganisayo singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
But we cannot do things if I'm over there a dry bone and he's over there a dry bone. We will come together and come alive if we come together and we one.
Uma sifuna umoya kaNkulunkulu usebenze kithi, sebenze ezinhlizweni zethu, kukhona izinto okudinga igudluke ezimpilweni zethu ukuze umoya kaNkulunkulu akhululeke, enze intando yakhe, enze inkonzo yakhe ezimpilweni zethu ukuze lihambe evangeli.
If we want God to work with us, we have to come together and be of one spirit, even though we hear and see different. In some things we must, in these things we must be one for God to work.
Wehla uNkulunkulu ezibonakalisa kulabo abantu ababemlindele. Kulesi sigejana sabantu ababemlindwe ngale nhliziyo, ababemunye, ababemlangazelele. Mntwana kaNkulunkulu umlangazelela uJesu, ulangazelela ukusebenza kwakhe empilweni yakho. Noma ubona ukuthi wena unamandla ngokwakho, uzokwazi ukuzenzela izinto ngamandla akho.
Child of God, are you longing to be filled by God's Spirit, to be used by God? In order for that to happen, we've got to become one.
Nakho kunye akushoyo. Uma umoya ongcwele sefikile kini, nizoba namandla.
And something else that was said, if the Spirit would come upon you, you will receive power from on high.
Nante isayini lokuqala elibonakalayo, esefikile umoya ongcwele phakathi kwenu, niyoba namandla.
Here is the very first sign that God is amongst you when you get the power.
Umzalwane ongaboni lesi sidingo nokubaluleka kwamandla kamoya ongcwele empilweni yakhe. Uma ungenakho lokho empilweni yakho, hawu, cela ukukutshela ukuthi usufish ofileyo osubunga namanzi kumanje.
If you are a brother and you don't have that desire to be with others and God is not with you, I tell you, you're a dead fish.
Uma ebuzalwaneni bakho engekho lamandla, lamandla akusiza ezintweni eziningi, lamandla akulekelelayo naqondisayo ekwenzeni kwakho ukuba uyithole uhamba noNkulunkulu ungenawo lamandla. Ngiyaphinda mzalwane wami, usungufish ophelele ukuphila, ofileyo kumanje emuka, alikho nethemba lokuthi uyobuya uvuke yini. Awekho amandla. Baningi abazalwane abanaleyo nkinga, bayanqotshwa, bayanqotshwa, bayanqotshwa.
If you are a brother in Christ, and you don't have this strength, this power to overcome, to grow, to go forward. I tell you, you're a dead fish. And there are many dead fishes that's just swept along with the stream. There are people that walk the walk of faith, but they are being conquered.
Again, let
me tell you, some of them are conquered by the sin of the flesh. Some of them are all here, everything's right, but they lack one thing. They are conquered and ruled by demons, and because of that, they cannot be part and cannot be used by God.
Akhona amandla mzalwane wami empilweni yakho, akhona amandla okuyihamba lendlela kaNkuluNkulu na.
Brother, sister, is there a power in your life as you walk the walk of faith?
Uma sefikile umoya ongcwele into yokuqala niyokwamukela niyothola amandla.
If the Holy Spirit would descend, the first thing you'll get is the power.
Hayi namandla nje.
Not just power.
Kodwa amandla apheleleyo.
But complete, total power.
Wathi ubaba umfundisi idynamite. Udalmete awusebenzisi noma aphe endaweni eyithambileyo. Kodwa udalmete amandla awo abonakala kulezi ndawo ezilikhuni ukuthi noma kukhona insengetshe kukhona into engenaqhunyiswa lutho kodwa faka lo dalmate phakathi uzobona okuzokwenzeka liyohlakazeka liphelele lidwala ngoba lingenwa amandla kalo dalmate.
Reverend Stegan said, if there's dynamite, it's not used in soft places and just any easygoing places. It's used in rocks, things that are as hard as rocks. And if that dynamite explodes, it shatters the hardest rock you can think of.
Mhlambe na uzomangala usulukhuni nje awusangeneki nje awusabingeleleki nje uphelile umusa.
Maybe you've picked up that you walk in, you're just on your own, you don't greet, you don't smile, you're just hanging in around here.
Uphelile umusa.
Grace has come to an end in your life.
Now we're born in. Angiyena lo ebenginguye.
And you also must admit, I'm not that which I'm supposed to be.
Angikhona lo ebengiyikho.
I'm not there where I'm supposed to be.
Uphelile, phelile amandla.
My strength is gone.
Konke okuqhamukayo ngibona sekulukhuni manje.
Everything is difficult.
Kuzoyekelana ba kube likhuni ngoba vele wena khona ukulahlekele. Ulahlekelwe lamandla akususile ngisho phakathi kwabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu.
Why do you expect to have power? Because you removed yourselves from the midst of the children of God.
Uyihlukanisile ngisho nabanye abantwana bakaNkuluNkulu uma ungiyithole seyinkomo edla yodwa. Akumangalise kuphelela lamandla kusazoba kuphi kunaqala.
You separated yourself from the children of God. We were all together, and they're separate. You've lost your power.
Isono dlala ngawe, amandla okunqoba wekho. Mhlambe futhi ubukhuthele nokulungisa indaba yakho noNkulunkulu. Kwalokho usuvela lapha, amandla aphelile. kuzohamba kanjani empilweni yakho na lini kusasa lempilo yakho na.
What's the future of your life going to be like? You've lost your strength, even in making right and cleansing your life. You've lost that zeal. You've stopped doing it. You've become lazy.
Akhona amandla mzalwane wami empilweni yakho. UJesu uthi mayise fikile umoya ngcwele nazi impawu ngizokwamukeliswa amandla ukuba nibe ngofakazi bakaJesu.
Child of God, tell me, brother, sister, is there power in your life? The Lord Jesus said, if the Comforter comes, he'll give you power to be my witnesses.
Awubheke nje ukuthi baningi kangakanani ababhukuda kuleli zizono ze-internet. Baningi kangakanani abantu abadliwe abakwazi ukuphuma kulezi zithombe zabanqulu. Abalali bengayibonanga, angikhulumi ngabezwe, ngikhuluma ngabazalwane abakhona la kulendlu.
How many Christians, I'm not speaking of worldly people, Christians are wallowing and swimming in the sin of the internet. You can't go to bed before you haven't plunged yourself into that filth.
Abanye abalali bengenzanga ukungcola ngezandla zabo baboshiwe. Yikho ngithi banamadimoni abanye babo. Lizoyeka kanjani idimoni ukubaphatha behleze ezonweni?
Some cannot go to bed before they have not defiled themselves with their hands. Then how do you expect to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit?
Lukhona usuku lokwahlulela oluzalo kaNkulunkulu. Bonke abenza izono namanyala lizobaveza obala akade bethi bangabazalwane bengesibo bazovela obala. Ungacabangi ukuthi indaba yokwenza kwakhe iphelela na.
There is a day appointed by God where you will be exposed and all the filth you've been busy with will be exposed and it will be seen you're not one of the brethren
actually.
Everything you've done in the secret, it will be revealed and obvious to everybody.
Alishintshile kuseyiwa lo moya kuseyiwa lo moya emvuselelo uNkulunkulu akayithumela futhi ke thina esilapha kwasiza abantu esibonile uNkulunkulu esebenza ngendlela zakhe. Hey, masiphile impilo esiphilayo manje angazi ukuthi thina siyoma kanjani phambi kaNkulunkulu.
It is still the same power. It is still the power, the Spirit of the Lord Jesus. And if we live the life that some of us are living here, I don't know how we are going to appear before His judgment seat one day.
Lokho esikhuluma ngakho ngendaba kaMoya Ongcwele, abanye bangakhuluma nje njengento eyenzeka noba yenzeka eJerusalema nanani. Kodwa sina sinenhlanhla ukuthi lokho esizwa ngakho kwenzeka eJerusalema sikubonile kwenzeka phakathi kwethu. Sikushaya indiva manje. Sikubona kwizibi manje. Sikubona nganomsebenzi manje. Sisangene yini amakhanda ethu. Singenwa yini empilweni yethu. Siyamphika yini uNkulunkulu owenza imangaliso sibona ngamehlo ethu bephenduka abantu emehlweni ethu.
Some people when they speak about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and being filled by him, they speak in the past tense of what happened in Jerusalem. We have seen it. We are seeing it in our midst. We don't have to go there. We see God still being doing it here in our midst.
Ngangingekho mina ngo-1966 kwamaphumulo lapho uNkulunkulu ethulula umoya wakhe ongcwele.
I was not there in 1966 when God poured out his spirit.
Ngangingekho.
I was not there.
Kodwa ngikwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu akasebenzanga ngaleso sikhathi ngoba ngimbonile sebenza ngosuku uNkulunkulu avula ngalamehlo ami kuze kube namhlanje ngiyambona uNkulunkulu esebenza angikwazi ukuphika lokho mangabe ngiphika lokho sekonakele kimi.
But I saw that when God opened my eyes and revealed my life to me, and I saw that power in our midst. And up till today, I see that power working in our midst. And let me say this as well. It's difficult if you are wavering and you start criticizing, if you do not have a better option than that which you are busy criticizing. If you don't see what they are seeing, then say to them, I don't see that, but this is what I see in my life.
It
doesn't help to go around and gossip and criticize and criticize and criticize, but here in yourself you've got nothing alternative, nothing else to show. The Bible says when the Holy Spirit comes, He'll convince the world of sin. When God's Spirit comes and speaks to me, then He reveals to me my sin, not the sins of other people, my sin. If God comes and He speaks to you about your sin, don't go around speaking to others about their sins. What has happened to you? Can't you see it? Don't you listen? Why are you offended when we speak about sin? Why can't you just hear and get help? Don't come and tell us, no, you know, they're speaking too much about sin. Listen, don't deceive us. You're sitting on something big. You don't want us to speak about sin.
UNkulunkulu usiza abantu abaningi lapha kwasiza abantu. Ukhiye nje kuthiwa lungisa indaba yakho noNkulunkulu. Abanye befika begula, lungisa indaba yakho noNkulunkulu. Benelu kuyilungisa nje, bengabe kwengishizandla, asebenze uNkulunkulu, thinteke nenyama yabo. Lokhu yafuna basulahle kude esikhotheni.
People come daily here and God helps them. He convicts them of their sin and they change. You, what are you busy with if that doesn't happen in your life?
Vumela uNkulunkulu akwahlulele empilweni yakho ukuthi inkosi nansi inhliziyo yami ngiza naye nje uyiboni njalo wena.
Allow God to judge your life and show to you where you get you to the point where you say, Lord, this is I.
Uma uNkulunkulu ekwambulela isono sakho musa ungabazi thathe inyathelo silungise sivume njengoba sinjalo. Ukuze kuvuleke nengqondo yakho kususe lesisono enhlizweni izinto uyibone ngesinye isithombe.
If God reveals your sin, confess it, that your eyes might be opened, that you may see things. Maybe you are sick because you don't allow God to do that.
Bebedinga amandla ukuba bafakaze ngalomoya ongcwele bafakaze bafakazelele ivangeli ukuthi liqale lenzani empilweni zabo ababengakwazi abantu kwakumele bakubone kubona mabethu uJesu uyasindisa thethelela izono kubone kubonakale kubona ukuthi unje osindisiweyo unje othethelela izono zakhe.
When people receive that power, they received the power to testify. And the other people who listened to them could look at their lives and say, oh yes, this is what it's like to be saved. This is what it's like to have the Holy Spirit in your life.
Unjena umuntu osesizakele. Unjena umuntu osekhululekile. Umuzwa ngisho imindwa yakhe inkulumo yakhe. Khona uJesu akwenzile kulo muntu ongafani nathi uzoveza kanjalo ufakaze ungenawe lamandla.
A person should be able to say, oh, this is what a person acts like with the Holy Spirit. This is what it talks about. These signs must be present in your and my life.
Stinga ukuba sibafakazele abanye ngalokho okwenzeke kuthini. Uzobafakazela kanjani kungenzekile kuwena?
We need to be able to testify to others what's happened to us. If nothing's happened to you, what do you want to testify about?
Izwi lenkosi lethi ungasho komunye umuntu ukuthi ungebe kanti wena uyeba.
Bible says don't tell somebody you mustn't steal, but you stealing.
Ungafakaza amanga kanti wena uqamba amanga.
Don't tell lies, but you tell lies.
Kumele sifakaze ngalokho okwenzeke kithi esibonela amandla kaJesu esebenza ngomoya khongcwele empilweni zethu empilweni zabo.
We must testify about the power that is worked in our lives so that what's happened in our lives can happen in their lives.
Ukuthi umoya wezwe uphelile kimi. Sengaba ngowasezulwini, sengaba nenhlanhla yokuthi ngamukele uJesu, ngamukele ukuphila.
When you can say the spirit of the world has come to an end in my life, Christ has fallen and is coming into my life, and I can testify of his power in my life.
Kristu seyiguga enhlizweni yami. UKristu ngamandla ami. Yiwo lamandla awenza ukuthi ngikwazi ukuqhubekela phambili ngoba ngokwami angikwazi ukwenza lokho.
Christ is the treasure in my life. Christ is the power that's working in my life.
Awubuke empilweni yakho zingakanani izinto esezikushonise emuva ezinye zakwenza ukuthi umuke ezinye zakwenza ukuthi igcwale inhliziyo yakho. Awusafuni lutho ukubambela uSathane aphila womandla esiwamukela uNkulunkulu noma seqhamuka izimo ezinjalo ngithi ngeke ngamandla kaNkulunkulu lokhu uNkulunkulu angenzele khona ngeke ngikudedele kalula. Wena uyakudedela, wena uyamuka, wena uyahamba. Apha amandla kamoya ongcwele asimisa nasekhathi lezinzima na.
Christ comes into my life. He fills my life. He gives me the strength to live a victorious life. And you cannot go back to these old things. You're going forward with these things.
Ume khona lamandla kudinga ukuthi abonakale kwamncane nomdala.
So you, if you confess the power of God, then your life must testify to that.
Ukuthi noma ngiyahamba kungenxa yalamandla uJesu angangidlulanga angiphile nami.
And then if I go, if I walk in the power of Christ, Christ who did not pass me by.
Mhlambe yamangala wena yini unqotshwe izinto njengoba ngeke ngasho ngaphambili. Omunye unqotshwa amanga, omunye unqotshwa ihlo lakhe, libulimbukisa izinto engafanele omunye limfundisa izinto engalungile ihlo lakhe liyamnqoba qhamuke silingwana nje simthathile yini awafumananga lamandla atholakala kumoya ongcwele kaNkuluNkulu.
As I've said before, why is it that when temptations come your way, they conquer you? If things of the world, if things of the flesh, if temptations of the eye come to you, you cannot say, no, I'm going forward, I'm refusing this thing, because you don't have the power of God in your life. Young person, what is your walk like in front of God? What is your life like before God? What sin is it that's holding you back? What are the things that are holding you back? When did you receive Christ? Why is it that you're not going forward? Why is it that you're still staying the same? So that where you go, people become aware, I am naked. I need clothes to cover my nakedness. And you, older person, how do you walk before God? Is that power obvious? Is it obvious that the power to conquer is present in your life? Or are you just the same as the youth? Because the same things that trouble them troubles you as well. They received power in their lives to proclaim, to promote the gospel. What is in your heart? What are you longing for? Can they see in your life so that they say, he's overcome, we can follow?
Kuningi okwenzeka lapha eJerusalem ngaleli butho lika Jesu noma kubhala incwadi ukuthi incwadi yezenzo kodwa kwakusasebenza yena uJesu kwakusasebenza yena ngamandla akhe esebenza manje ngendlela lena efuna ngayo efuna ukuthi umoya wakhe uhlale phakathi kwabantu ube seyinhlizweni zabantu ukuba abantu bamazi uNkulunkulu kungabe salokudingeka ukuthi wena kuthiwe yazi inkosi kodwa kutholakala ukuthi ukuba ngiyazi inkosi into ekudlayo nawe nekushisayo ngimelwe ukwazana noNkulunkulu hayi ngoba kusho umzali hayi ngoba kusho isihlobo kusho umkhulu ngimusha kodwa nami ngiyayizwela ingeyami lento ngifanelwe nami inomusa kaNkuluNkulu abawuzuzile nabanye futhi.
Many things happened during those days in Jerusalem, but these people lived the lives. It wasn't just a matter of, yes, I'm supposed to do this, I've been told by the ancestors this is what I should do, but they had that desire and they changed, and their life changed. It filled them. So don't just come in and go out of every service without power, go out without power, next service again the same. You are going to die without power in the end. The Jews had their own issues when Christ was born and came into the world. They first expected that he was going to bring an earthly kingdom. He was going to relieve them and set them free from the rule of the Romans. But Christ came with another goal. They were busy with earthly, worldly things. He was busy with spiritual things. Here was these things that they were busy with. Forget your things. Forget the things that you've been busy with. Here is the truth. Here is the power. And the power of God came, and the gospel spread, and it went all over the world through the power of God.
Musulibala, umbuswana wakho. Kona bafuna ukuzakhela imbuswana yabo.
Don't be held back by your kingdom. Some people are busy with their kingdoms.
Mhlambe abanye bafuna ukuzakhela ikhonyana labo lombuso wabo. Mhlambe abamhlophe bafuna ukuzakhela umbuswana wabo. Mhlambe thina abantsundu sifuna ukuzakhela umbuswana wethu. Akuyi ngokuthi nombuso wabantsundu wabamhlophe ivangeli ngelabantu bonke. Zwana kahle.
Some were busy with their kingdoms. The whites were their kingdoms. The blacks were their little kingdom. There is no such a thing as a black and white kingdom in the gospel. Everybody is one in God's kingdom. And here some were busy with their own kingdoms. Why are you still busy with your own kingdoms? Here's Jesus. He's brought his kingdom and his power. Go ahead with his kingdom and spread his kingdom. Testify of what you've made up
with.
Testify about the power of the Holy Spirit that you know of, not what you're not aware of. Testify about all these truths. That spirit is going to lead us into all the truth.
uzolithanda iqiniso.
And you will love the truth.
Uzowazonda amanga.
And you will hate the lies.
Uzoyithanda izinto eziqiniswe kaNkulunkulu.
And you will love the truths of God.
Uzobathanda nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
And you will love the children of God.
Uzobathanda nalaba abasolayo abangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Awuzukhetha iphele masini.
You will love those who lead us, the children of God. You won't be selective and choosy.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu engangisiza. Kwangathi uNkulunkulu akusize nawe, asize sonke. Sibe yibutho lakhe elinalenhloso yokuhamba, sibe ngofakazi bakhe. Sifakaza ngalamandla, sifakaza ngalokho esikwaziyo. Okwasiza impilo yethu noma sihleli la asiwabonanga lamandla, asibonanga lokho kusizakala, azange sisizakale ndawo. Mangabe kunginjalo, phela phenduka.
We must go being driven by this power, by this desire. If you sit here and you're still busy, controlled by other powers, what are you doing here? You've got to go ahead with God's kingdom and God's power. We want the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We want to conquer in our own lives. We want to conquer in this world. We want to conquer everything through this power of God. May we be controlled by the power of God, not controlled by the power of your limbs and your flesh and your desires, but by the power of God. Let's pray together. Lord, we are made freshly aware of the extent to which you are alive in our midst.
Nkulunkulu siyabonga ukuthi sikhunjuzwe ukuthi wena kungakanani okufuna ukubona ukuthi uyaphila phakathi kwethu.
How you are here and your power and your Holy Spirit is in our midst.
Nokuthi wena Nkulunkulu ukhona la namandla nomoya ongcwele nokusebenza kwakhe kuphakathi kwethu.
Oh Lord, those of us who are blind to that, please open their eyes.
Awu Nkosi siyacela. Kulabo uNkulunkulu abaphuphuthekisiwe phakathi kwethu bengaboni ngaleyo ndlela, basize uNkulunkulu.
How long, Lord, have you not been in our midst since 66?
Sekuyisikhathi eside kangaka kanani uNkulunkulu phakathi kwethu kusukela ngo-1966?
How long have you not been manifesting your power in our midst all these years? But Lord, we've become calloused, insensitive, and blind. We've become used to things. Lord, we know you will not wait for us. You are going forward. Help each one of us that's here today to be like that blind Bartimaeus. Who, when he heard that Jesus is passing by, he cast off his clothes, started shouting and running.
Lo Nkosi onele wanele wezwa ukuthi uJesu lonodlulayo wa khumula wathulula ingubo zakho zakhe ezwile ethi maku Jesu Jesu ngisindise.
And even though some reprimanded him and told him to keep quiet, he's making a noise.
Nalabo Nkosi babemsola bemkhuza bethu bangumsindo.
He did not pay attention to that. He shouted all the louder, "Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me. Help us not to listen to voices that want to confuse and discourage us.
Sisize Nkosi uba singalalela amaphimba amabili lawaqonda ukuba sidide singaqondo kuyikhona khona.
Discourage us to go full out and run for thee.
Nkulunkulu sithena amandla ukuba singagijimi sigijimela izinto ezilo lohlobo.
That we'll be willing to let go of everything that's precious to us.
Futhi uNkulunkulu usenze ukuba sidele konke, silahle konke lokho uNkulunkulu ongasidonsele entweni ezingabukeka ngathi ziyasirheha ziyigugu kithi.
Because your Holy Spirit is in our midst.
Ngoba wena uNkulunkulu umoya wakho ongcwele uphakathi kwethu.
Please give us the grace to see and to hear and to react.
Siphe Nkosi amehlo okubona nokuthi Nkosi siqonde okuyikhona khona.
We ask it for your name's sake.
Sicela konke lokho Nkosi Jesu ngenxa yegama lakho.
Lord Jesus.
Igama lakho Nkosi Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.